The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Yeah, welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. All right, man, let's transition out of that bad boy. No more Benny
Guess
Hill
what?
For you.
Yes. It's morning. We're on in morning.
I know. What's going on with that?
Good morning, America. Oh, yeah.
Good morning, all you listeners listening to our show. I'm sure you guys are all like going, I'm going to go get some lunch and listen to Chuck and Billy. It's not your cup of tea.
No, they're probably like, why'd they shut off all that great music?
Yeah, great.
Who are these guys?
Hey, listen to these idiots. Weren't they on at 3:30? Come on,
who are these guys?
Well, I'll listen to them for a minute. They sound all right.
You never know. Yeah. We could say a joke that might be funny.
Or dark. But anyway.
Dark red.
Dark. So I was going to, we can go to Chantel for some weather.
Yeah.
That's 47 degrees here and here. And the humidity is 54%. Thank you, Chantel. Appreciate that.
Here and here.
See,
we're in a whole new block, so a whole bunch of people that might be listening has no idea who Chantel is. They have no idea about what Fear and Here is.
Yeah, what is Fear and Here?
So Chuck and I have a dictionary that we've built, and we call it the Chillinary.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Chillinary for Chuck and Billy. And dictionary.
Get it?
Chillinary. Right. So that's one of the words that somehow came out of the vocabulary, I think, of Chuck.
No, you.
Was it me?
Yeah, because like if you listen to the show that we did, you go fair in here like that. And I say, fear in here. And then, so I just mocked it and I just kind of threw a little more emphasis in there.
Oh, yeah. So we come up with these words and I don't know how we do it. And so we're like, these are great new words. So we built a dictionary. And we don't actually have it.
And we don't actually remember any of them.
We don't remember any of the words. So you can't get this dictionary anywhere, or chillinary, we should say.
Yeah, you can't get it anywhere. Even if you did, you wouldn't remember the words anyway, because it would be blank. So it would be chillinary. You know,
stick that in the chillinary. Yeah. That's the only thing you're going to hear.
That's how we should do it. Stick it in the chillinary.
You're gonna hear us say a weird word, and then we're going to be like, oh, well, that should go in the chillinary.
That's going in the chillinary. We're never going to write it down.
Yeah, and we don't.
I did remember McChubbies, though.
McChubbies?
Yeah, because I was coming up with, I was like, I want to make a commercial call for McChubbies.
Well, I think that there was another commercial, too, that we had words from the chillinary in, but I'm not sure if it's the Apple Chick-fil-A.
Apple Chili Garden Buffet.
Buffet. Yeah.
I wish it was on here. I'd play it, but it's not
that,
on here.
That was funny.
That was the best. I mean, we have Dreamy Days commercial. That's
Dreamy
what we have.
Days.
And we have, isn't that
for the kid nap time?
Yeah, it's like adults when you're like talking and you're like, psst, and they're like, oh, all right. And they walk away. And then you got the I Woke Up Like This commercial. That was fun. I like that one. But for anyone that hasn't even heard anything, I'm sure there's like tons of people who are like, who? I don't. What are you? What? Huh? What's going on?
I know.
Where's my rock music? I was just listening to Metallica.
Where's my classics?
Come on, I was listening to Bad Company.
Don't worry, it'll be back.
Scott.
I promise. It'll be back on. Give us a chance.
We're not going to hurt you. Well,
yeah, Chuck doesn't bite.
No, I don't bite.
Hard.
I just nibble.
He doesn't bite hard.
Yeah.
It is almost lunch hour, so I mean, some people might even be having lunch right now. Don't choke on anything.
I hope the people that listen to us at 3:30 don't go and listen to us at 3:30.
I did make a post about it, and I did share it a couple times.
I shared it. Yeah, I shared it too. I just know the people that won the gift cards that time.
I know.
I just hope they're like, they're not on.
I know.
They're gone? No. Just look at our page.
Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea is in a brand new time. It's in the morning.
Yeah, and we need tons of coffee for this.
Yeah.
I left work for this.
You know how you wake up early in the morning and you got that Sam Elliott voice?
Yeah.
And you lasts about an hour or so, and you're thinking, wow, all my masculinity is coming out.
Or if you wake up and you sound like Christopher Walken, it's really early. I need my coffee.
Your voice is deep and got a little sinus infection sound going on. And it lasts for about maybe an hour or so, like I said. Enjoy that hour.
Yeah, enjoy that hour.
Because the next thing you know, you're going to be sounding just like this.
Yay, woohoo!
Right after you have your first sip of coffee.
If you drink a Starbucks refresher, you must drive a Ford F-150.
If you drive a Ford F-150, you're fine.
Yeah, you're fine. I'm just joking. Don't cry.
Do you drink Starbucks, though?
I can't, dude.
Well, you don't drive a Ford F-150. I know you drive.
Yeah, I wouldn't drive that if you paid me. But anyways, no offense to Ford drivers, just saying.
Hey, listen, you know what? The old Fords, the old boxy Fords, like back way back, like the 80s.
Those were nice.
Those were awesome.
Yeah, those were
all
nice
of
trucks.
The trucks that were back, like made like that.
Oh, yeah. Now they're all plastic.
There was so much room in that engine compartment. You could literally sit in it.
I know. Like sit on it.
While you're tuning it up.
Yep.
You know, just sit right in the engine compartment. You didn't have to get underneath it. You could get to your every piece you could get from up on top.
Like, where's the water thing? I don't know. Just over there. Lay down. You'll get it.
I had an 88 Dodge D100.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a long time ago. And it was cherry red. And you know what? That thing, the front end of that was so huge. I would open the hood, and the engine was like a fraction of what the size of the hood was. It was a beautiful truck, don't get me wrong. And it was used, and it took me forever to get it. And I worked overtime, and I saved my money.
Yep.
And I mean, I'm going back in like the beginning of the 2000s.
Back in the olden days.
But this truck, I loved this truck. I saw it, I eyeballed it, and I was like, that's it. I want to have that truck. So anytime anything would happen, and because it was so old, I had a little problem with the something was sticking in the I think it was like the fuel injector or something.
Yeah.
It was like something was sticking in there, and I would have to. It wouldn't start because it didn't get the fuel. So I'd have to go in there with like a screwdriver,
yeah,
and just open it up, you know. But I'd have to get up on top because I'm still short, but I was a little shorter. I would have to climb up there, get up on top, sit in the engine compartment, and play around with it. And I was sitting there, and I'm like, "This is really funny." Just the hood's up. I'm inside the engine compartment.
Yep.
And the engine was only a fraction of it. You could literally dangle your legs in there.
Yeah, you're just sitting there like, hey, guys, how you doing? Drinking your coffee, sit on the engine. You
know, yeah.
Yeah.
Being a mechanic must have been real fun back then because you could actually work on stuff.
Yeah.
Now you have to take it apart because they build the engine compartments just the right size because they built the truck before they put the engine in, and then they just drop it in.
They're like, let's put this little.
So everything is wicked close. You need like three hands to take out certain parts just to get to other parts. It's like, dang.
It's so bad now, though. It's like, it's everything's plastic. Just
it is.
It's just garbage. Like, if you hit a car, it just falls apart.
Well, the funny thing is, like, if you hit an old truck or an old car, you might have damage, right? And then you have to go and get it fixed or whatever, and it's not too bad.
Yeah.
You know, it isn't too bad. But you hit a car now or you hit a truck now, anything electrical goes, or any kind of electrical component, any computer that goes, everything is computer. You hit that goes, the whole thing is shot.
Yeah, it's garbage.
It's like thousands to get those fixed.
Yeah. You're like, how much is this going to cost?
$20,000.
It's just a little dent. Like $352,000.
Yeah.
I can pull it out with a suction cup.
I can just go get the toilet thing, the plunger.
What are you doing? Siphoning the gas. What do you think I'm doing?
Yeah. What does it look like I'm doing?
Come on, I'm plunging the toilet.
I'm plunging my truck, man.
It smells really bad. It's clogged.
All right, now after I'm done plunging, flush. I mean, turn it on.
Okay, we're done. I think we got the whole chunk out. Turn it.
Turn it over.
Flip it.
And reverse it.
No splashing.
Oh, yeah, see?
Oh, man. I'll
tell you.
Mornings are fun.
Yeah.
No, they're not, dude. I'm not even, I'm joking.
Hey, some people are morning people. I like the mornings when it's nice.
Yes.
And when the weather is really good. It's a little chilly today, but it's nice.
Yeah, it's decent.
You know, the sun is warm.
Yeah, it's May. Like, where's the weather?
It's coming.
I hope so, because Chantel, what's the weather for next week?
It's going to be Saturday. It's going to be 52 if you're in here. Sunday's going to be 62 if you're in here. And Monday's going to be 52 if you're in here. But it's going to rain all the whole 3 days. My name's Chantel.
It's going to rain the whole 3 days. Mother's Day is coming up.
Yeah.
You guys better have your moms in mind, because there are some that don't have them.
Yeah.
So anyways, you go spend some time. So go spend some time with your mamas.
Yes, give them hugs and tell them you love them and call them or whatever you got to do.
If it weren't for them, you wouldn't be here.
Yeah, or your dad. But anyway.
Yeah. Just remember where you came from.
Unless it was artificial. But anyways.
You know, I always say to myself, if I'm going to do something or say something like, you know, if I'm going to say something to someone and it might hurt their feelings, this is why I don't. I ask myself, so like, if it was my mom standing in front of me,
yeah,
would I ever say that to my mother?
Would you ever say that?
Yeah, like, if I'm going to say something, like, rotten.
Yeah.
Or whatever, would I ever say that to my mother? Would I ever, like, and then I have to think, and I'm like, no, I would never say that to my mother. Why would I say that to anybody else? Would I want that said to me?
Yeah.
So, but I always say that. Would I say this to my mom? My cute little, tiny little mom. You know, who's short and skinny with tiny little legs. And all she wants are hugs. Yeah. No, I wouldn't.
I don't know. I said some things to my mom as a fun. She doesn't even care. She didn't even care. She was like, whatever. You're so stupid.
But your mom's a different breed.
Yeah, my mom's just like an Italian.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Like, thick
mom,
skin.
Mom, I love you. Yeah, whatever.
You got to right. You gotta feel out the room.
Yeah.
My dad, on the other hand, he's got thick skin. I can say anything. He'll just laugh. He'll come up with something better.
You think that's funny? Here you go.
Oh, I can't say some of the stuff he says. Not on the radio.
Darn it.
But if you knew.
It's not the place for that, mister.
It's definitely not. Absolutely not.
Oh, that's no fun.
But they could be said, like, on a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they definitely could.
A lot of things can be said on the podcast.
I know.
Like the cool commercials we had that we can't play.
Oh, man, some of those commercials.
What was the one you get it at a hardware store? That's the spackle stuff that I made
Oh,
up.
Yeah. I still don't know. I still don't know why I can't play the Fat Whackers commercial. You're like, no, play
it.
Like,
I just don't want, I don't want someone to funny. Be like, yo, man. I'm like, I don't care. We can do it. I don't care.
I'll have to send it to you.
I think I still have it. I think I saved it on my computer. I still have it, so I can just send it to my phone.
Yeah. I could find it and then send
just
it if you need
it.
Yeah. Yep.
It's funny.
It was funny, and it's funny. Like the girl singing it, like, is perfect for it.
Oh, yeah. Like, I want to play the Chantel song that I made, but no. She's talking about us being in Speedos and stuff. It's just, no, I can't do it.
Well, there was another one that was played that said something like that. Like,
I know, yeah.
We don't wear Speedos, but...
Yeah, I would never wear a Speedo. I wouldn't see it anyways because I'm like, my belly covered.
Oh, stop.
It's so cute.
Yeah, if you push it out.
No, it's... Oh, darn it.
Yeah, you push hard enough, man.
It's coming out one you way make or the
you,
other.
You try
out
to make,
the other end.
You try to make your belly really big and push that out, you're gonna have problems behind you.
I'll be back.
Yeah, this Speedo's not working out.
I would say what I was going to say in the air, but I think it's
it makes me think
bad.
Of Ace Ventura. At the end, when they find Dan Marino, when they're trying to say that the captain is
Ray Finkel.
Yeah, Ray Finkel. Finkel and Einhorn. Finkel and Einhorn. Einhorn and Finkel.
Then she's got the worst case of hemorrhoids I've ever seen.
Yeah, that part. That's why Roger Bannister died, because he found Captain Winky.
Only this.
It was funny.
Yeah.
I have exercised the demons.
This house is clear.
Loser.
So I don't know if the guy that I work with is listening, but I want to give a shout out to Julio. Dude's amazing. He's super awesome. He's one of my favorite people I work with.
Nice.
He's great.
Hi, Julio.
Hi, Julio. How are you?
Hola, Julio.
Hola.
Hola, Julio.
The H. Hola.
Yeah.
Hola, Julio.
Hola, Julio.
He's probably going, I hate both.
It sounds like cola.
Cola.
Cola. Let me get my cola.
Like croissant. Sounds like croissant.
Yeah. Every time you say that, I think of croissant.
But what does fear in here? So
sounds like I fearded.
I fearded.
I wonder if there's a sound like that. I'm trying to be like...
I feared it. It's gonna smell really bad.
I don't care how old you are.
Yeah.
You know, we may sound like dorks on the radio talking about farts, but you know what? I don't care how old you are.
Yeah.
They're funny.
Their farts are funny.
They're in movies and everyone laughs.
Yeah. Like, he's farting. Did you hear it?
It's just the funniest sounds that come from behind.
It's like...
What did that come? Like, how did that happen?
Yeah, it's like, or the ones that just blast.
It's just air.
It's like, almost took off. No,
it's like a jetpack on your butt.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't get no lift off there.
No, we gotta try again. Try a different fuel.
Where's the beans, guys?
The grilling beans.
You know what I don't understand? Kidney beans. Anyways, no. Refried beans.
You don't understand kidney beans?
I don't understand. But I do understand them. But anyway, refried beans. Did they mess it up the first time? They had to redo it again? I'm confused.
Yeah, I don't know. I just ate them.
You guys like refried beans?
Refried. They were fried, and then they were refried.
What, did you mess them up the first time? I'm confused.
I don't know. They're just mushy.
Yeah, they're good on tacos.
Oh, absolutely.
They just spread it on and you go,
taco, taco.
Squeeze it together. Very good.
No, I wasn't being mean about people. I was just joking.
Yes. Listen, comedy includes impressionists.
Yes, it does. Like,
that's so good. They're all impressions, that's all.
All impressions. Don't take it seriously or call like, you know, other people have done before.
But that wasn't an impression. It was a story, and it had no names.
I'm just saying in general. Just
that did happen. That was fine.
Don't cry. You're an adult. Grow up. Act your age like us.
I find myself saying that so much lately.
What?
We're all adults here.
Yeah.
I keep saying it. Like, what is wrong with people?
Yeah, we're all adults here, and then you just go, are they, though?
You go online, and that's all that, you know, I'm looking at. I'm like, what is going on with people, like, really? Yeah, if we didn't have all of these like social medias and everything, would people actually talk like this to one another on the street?
Nope. Gutless cowards.
That's not even that. It's just like, if you think about those words actually exiting your mouth.
I don't think they have that much brain power. They probably Google it first before they do it. They're like, what does this mean? Ah, perfect.
No, yeah. Well, I don't think a lot of people Google anything because they just jump on and say whatever they want.
Yeah. People just have no brains sometimes. Not all people. Some.
But I do think about it. I'm like, if this didn't exist, would they be out there saying this stuff to people face to face or saying or yelling it from across the street?
But back in the 80s, people would say that to your face to face.
Yeah, because that's how it is.
Like, oh, let's cower. Let's hide behind a screen. That's just.
And a keyboard.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a keyboard warrior. I'm going to talk.
Personally, if I'm going on, I'm going to say something. I'm never going to say an insult to somebody like you're this or you're that. More likely what I'm going to say is, hey, I'm disappointed in what you're saying. Or just be like, hey, you know, when was the last time you looked up what you're saying?
Yeah, did you even know what that word means?
There's a whole computer in your hand. Why don't you look it up?
Yeah, figure it out, buddy. You can type on the computer, but you can't figure it out. Come on.
I love it when people are like, cite your resources. Or no, wait, cite your...
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like they want to know where you got your information. Cite your information resources or whatever. I'm like, why don't you just go look?
Yeah. If I'm that dumb, then you look.
If there's something on there that you're questioning that somebody posted, go research it. Yeah. You can find the answer in like 2.5 seconds, I promise.
Well, it was like those bikes we were talking about.
Yeah.
There was a guy, I watched the video of the guy testing it out and all that stuff like that, which he wasn't saying anything wrong. And this guy popped on his page and started saying, well, if you don't like the bike, then why are you riding it? He never said that ever. He never once said
perception.
He didn't like the bike.
Yeah.
He said he didn't like the parking on the bike because it always parks and you have to release it and then you finally go. That's all he said. That's the only thing he said. Yeah. And then I wrote, well, he said he only didn't like the parking on the bike. Get your facts straight. Like that. And he was like, don't talk to me like that. I was like, what are you going to do? Come beat me up?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's just a lot of times people hear what they want to hear.
It's just, I was like, God dang, dude, relax.
And it's all about perception. Like, you hear a certain, it's almost subliminal. You hear certain words and then your brain just fixates.
Yeah.
And then you don't hear anything else. So then you just have that perception that person doesn't like something because there's that one thing they didn't like.
It's like somebody walking past you and like, I love beef jerky. Did you just call me a jerk?
Yeah, exactly. That's it, exactly.
It's like, no, I was talking about beef jerky. No, you said I was a jerk. No, I didn't even know you, man.
Beef jerky.
Yeah.
Beef jerky. Where's the beef?
Yeah.
Where's the beef? Beef jerky jerk.
Beef jerky jerk.
Beef jerky jerk.
Did you ever make jerky?
I've tried. I did it with my dad. My dad was like, what is this? I was like, it's beef jerky. He was like, I've never seen beef jerky look like that before.
It tastes like wood.
He was like, I tried it. I couldn't even chew it. I was like,
this tastes like plywood.
Then I've eaten that before. Even with plaster, it doesn't taste good.
It's not supposed to be so crunchy.
No, he was pulling on it. And I was like, I was like, it did come out like crazy. He was like, no, you left the...
Dad, stop pulling on the meat.
I left the dehydrator on too long.
Yeah.
And it just...
Super dehydrated.
Yeah, it looked like a mole. You can't chew the mole.
Oh, man.
I was like, ew, man, gross.
Yeah, take a bite and it breaks your teeth.
Oh, it's so bad. He was like, I was like, Dad, you all right?
He's yeah,
like,
this is great.
Like when dogs all...
Yeah, the dogs make funny faces. I swear, like, my dog eats anything. I can give her anything, she eats it.
My Dee Dee is funny, dude. I had one of those cheddar fries, right, from Andy's Caps. And I went to hand it, I gave her one. She was like, ooh, she put it right in her mouth and she went...
Spit it out.
Yeah, I was like, what the heck?
That.
She was like, looks up at me. She's like, serious? It's like, what the heck?
Oh, that's so
then
funny.
Then I give it to Momo and he goes, what are you doing?
It's because Dee Dee's spit was on it.
No, no, I gave him one.
Yeah.
Hers was on the ground. I gave him one and he went,
bleh.
And now he looks up at me. He's like, I was like, you suck.
I gave my dog lettuce. The other day I was making a sandwich and I gave her lettuce. And she ate it.
I gave Dee Dee.
Took her a second if like when dogs eat grass. They have that weird. Yeah, and but she ate it. So I gave her another one.
I gave Dee.
And she ate that one.
I had a hamburger, right? And I was in Ecuador. And I had tomato on. I don't like tomato. And I handed her the tomato. She thought it was a burger. She jumped right at it, grabbed it. She went.
Dude, Harper eats tomatoes too.
It just slid out. The way it fell out, it was just so funny.
Those are the times you wish you had your video camera on.
Oh, it was so good. I wish I had it. She was like.
If only we could video our dogs 24 hours a day.
Oh, yeah.
They do the best things. And then you wish that other people could see it. Luckily, I got Trinity. Hello, Trinity. By the way, I know you're listening, so yeah. I wanted to give you a shout out. Trinity. we see Harper do some really funny things.
Yeah.
And I really wish that we can get it all on video. Now, sometimes, like I said, she gets it on video.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, she just sneaks the camera and gets her on video, and somehow she's got her doing something no one would ever have seen.
Yeah.
And I like that. I think that's awesome. But you can't always get your video camera on in time.
Nope.
When dogs are doing something funny.
Like, I love it when I put Momo's boots on for the first time.
That, oh, it's dude, so funny.
I could not stop laughing. He stuck one leg out. Yeah. That's it, just the one leg. And I'm like, put it down. He's like,
I don't know what to do with this.
Then I go, come here. And he's like,
what do I do?
He's like, and then he goes. Just started losing it.
They like waddle like penguins.
Yeah, he's like.
Except they got their legs way up or way out.
And then
like pink flamingos.
Dee gave no care. She just put her boots on. She was like, let's do this. I got to, come on. Like that. They take her outside. She's like. She had a blast. She didn't
care.
Oh,
man.
She loved it. And then she...
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
No. Finish your story.
I was going to say, then she was like... And she got, like, nervous because some of the snow got in her boot. And she shook it, and that thing went... I was like, dang, dog, how'd you do that?
That's funny. They have some force behind those kicks.
Yeah. It's like a horse.
I know. Especially little dogs.
Yeah.
The little tiny paw just kind of gets you, like, right in between your ribs.
Yeah,
right. If they do the kick, if they're laying next to you or something.
Between the muscle and the bones.
Yeah, that hurts.
Ow, what are you doing?
You want to bring somebody down, you poke them right between the ribs. Yep. Ah. That's going to hurt.
Like, what's that? Gotcha.
This is all of that, like, that's all, like, cartilage and muscle and stuff. It can get bruised.
It get bruisedies.
That's why when you fall from distances, you bounce.
Sometimes I wish I was fat so I'd bounce.
I don't have that problem.
No, I mean like big. My wife wouldn't love me.
Dude, I got those Orbi balls.
Oh, did you get
like
them?
The big, big Orbi balls that you blow up.
And you
I got four
into?
Of them that you, yeah, that you get into oh, and you God. Can run around. I cannot wait to get them blown up. I was like, we need to do this on the front lawn so everyone can see.
And then you'll roll down the hill and you can't stop.
I know. luckily, there's not much of a hill in the front.
Right in the traffic. Bam!
And that's what I love about my street. There really isn't any.
That's awesome.
So I was like, I gotta get some friends together. We got to get into these Orbi balls and we got to have fun. Because you really can't get hurt.
No.
You're surrounded by air. And a big, like a big, like bubble, like bubble boy.
It's like bubble wrap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But one of those little things that you pop is just enormous and you're inside it.
You're like, I want to pop it. Can't do it.
I can't wait. And it's because they're still sitting in the box. And I like had two big boxes that were delivered that you can barely lift.
Oh, God.
Okay. These things are really heavy for some reason. And, I got the pump to be able to blow them up. And I'm like, I gotta do this. And the weather was nice when I ordered them. And then it just turned to crap. It was cold and rainy for days. And then I was like, oh, but I gotta get some people together. We gotta get in these Orbi balls and we gotta run around because I've watched the video and I laughed so hard. And you know what? It's a video that I'm going to make sure to have somebody videoing.
Oh yeah. Bam.
Just four people running around in these big ball suits.
And smashing into each other. Bam!
Yeah, bumper cars.
Someone's going to die.
It's going to be so much fun. Nobody's going to die. You can't.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
I don't think.
Die laughing.
Yeah, maybe. The only thing I think would be a problem was if you were laughing so hard and then you had to go to the bathroom. Because, like, I don't know if you're going to be able to get out of the Orby ball fast enough.
And you're like...
Yeah, like, roll yourself somewhere.
Just go, man.
Yeah, just go, man. I got a hose. Just go.
It's warm.
Oh, that's warm.
It's really warm, man.
Just go.
Just go.
I'll hose you down. I won't even laugh at you. Maybe I will.
Probably. I would laugh at me. Look at... It's weird. I'm all wet.
Well, see, we're all older now, so.
There goes the bladder.
Yeah, right. Like, we can't hold it long enough.
Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and
WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Training to any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
We are back.
Yeah, this wasn't a goodbye. This was just, wait a minute, we're, you know.
You know, people that are listening to us now that haven't listened to us were like, God dang it.
Yeah.
Wanted music.
Yeah. Oh, the music's coming back on, guys. Hurry.
Oh, thank God they're leaving.
Soon, I promise.
One half hour. Just another half hour and that's it.
Hey, that first half hour flew.
Yeah, don't cry. Drink your coffee.
It's pretty funny. You get
to have your lunch.
You get to kind of listen to some crazy stories from when we were kids and, you know.
Yeah.
We are... well, I used to be considered a Gen Xer.
Yep.
But then they changed it to 1980.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And I'm like 81.
So I get to pick on my wife now. I'm like, you're not a Gen Xer.
Yeah. I think we're millennials.
Ah.
That's so dumb. No. I'm definitely a Gen Xer. I grew up in the
80s. You can't put 81. Make it even. That's stupid. You're, no, I don't care. You're a Gen Xer. Screw.
I grew up in the 80s just like everybody else.
Yeah.
Like, I drank from the hose. I did all that.
Yeah.
I was outside from sun up to sundown.
I always got hurt.
You know, back then, your parents never knew really where you were.
No, they didn't.
You'd be gone for 12 hours a day.
Yeah, they're like...
Parents were free for 12 hours a day.
Yeah, now these days, they have to be like, are you coming out of your room?
Yeah, you gotta...
I'm on my phone!
Yeah, nowadays, you have to watch your kids.
It's like the movie.
Yeah, make sure you don't get in anything.
Yeah. Can you, like, go outside or something? Stupid, what is there to do out there? Play
with what? Grass. Yeah, I know. Right? With what? Grass. Well, I mean, we did.
Yeah, I played with grass. I made him into like little...
whistles.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, that's what I did.
And they sound funny.
And I built forts.
Yep. Listen, we were survivalists before the word even was popular.
I know, right?
Like, I'm going to hide my stuff in the tree.
I know, right? I'm just going to dig a hole and put this stuff in here.
I'm just going to dig a big giant hole and throw cushions in it.
You built a lean-to and nobody even taught you how.
I know,
like,
right?
You just find a bunch of huge branches and lean them up against the tree and you're like, hey, I got a teepee with a tree in the middle.
The weird thing is I think God was telling me I could have been a millionaire. Because I built a big hole and threw cushions in it. And now there's a whole bunch of places like that with a big hole and cushions in it. He was telling me something. He was like, you're an idiot.
I know. You know, it's funny. We always come up with these ideas, not just me and you, but like as people. Yeah. People always are like, man, I wish they made a blah, 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 XXX. And or I wish there was a part that did da, 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 da. And instead of like pursuing that one thought, of like having it done, a few years later it comes out and it's a making bank.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, I should have done something about this.
Exactly. I was just like, I'm gonna go buy baseball cards. This ain't gonna amount to anything.
Yeah, well, you can think of like the craziest thing and think that it would never ever come into fruition or anyone else would ever think of it. And you know what? And they do.
Yeah.
And then it does. And then they're the millionaires, and you're like, hey, that's my money.
Yeah, give me that. That's my. I signed off on that. Give me.
That's my money.
That's my stuff.
That was my idea. How many times have you caught yourself saying, that was my idea?
Oh, yeah. Many. You know? Many. You're like, wait,
I encourage people that the moment they think of something that might not be out, to write it down and then send it to yourself in an envelope and never open it.
Yeah, and be like, you see this right here, mister? You came up with this, and now it's mine.
Until, I mean, at least until, like, go and finish, like, getting the correct, like, patents and everything. But if you send it to yourself in an envelope that goes through the mail, never open it, it's stamped. Yep. So you, like, it's sort of like, it won't work in court, but, like, it's sort of like a red tape.
Yeah.
Like, it won't, like, ultimately work, but it's like a red tape.
You heard
they're
that,
out
right?
there. They're out there laughing. They must be listening. Yeah, they're like, he's wrong.
He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's stupid. Do we actually have these guys come on in the morning? Come on. You're not.
Why did we do this? This was a bad idea, guys.
Well, that's what they thought. They were like, I don't think you're right for this.
I know, I remember.
I was like, well, you didn't even give us a chance yet. Well, you might swear. We're not going to swear.
We're pretty, I mean, we're pretty good about it.
Yeah, we don't swear. Dang it.
I mean, we, when it comes to being funny or joking around or anything like that,
yeah.
When it just comes to being people, we're just because we don't look so classy doesn't mean that we're not.
Who says I'm not classy?
Hey, listen. I like my sweatpants and my sweatshirts and my basketball shorts, but you know what? I can dress up too.
I can. I can do that. Wait, my suit doesn't fit. But anyways, dude, I tried to put that thing on. I was like, oh, I wore this at my mom's funeral, and I was like, oh, I wonder if it still fits. Yeah. Dude, I squeezed it.
Like a glove.
Dude, right? It's like a hand.
Like a really tight glove.
It's like a big giant hand and a small glove.
Like one of those clown gloves.
No, it's like Andre the Giant's hand and a small glove.
like the OJ glove?
Yeah. Doesn't fit.
Fits like the OJ glove.
Fits like no glove. Anyways, so I'm sitting there and I'm like, and I'm like,
suck it in.
Yeah, it wasn't happening, dude. I was like, well, the pants don't fit. And I was like, wonder if the coat fits.
Me bum won't go in.
And I was like,
me bum.
Yeah. I was like, I wonder if the coat fits. And I put it on. I was like, fat guy.
Dying a little.
Cold. I couldn't even get it on, dude. I was like, what the heck? And then I'm like, wonder if the shirt fits. And I was like, put the shirt on. I'm like, well, the shirt fits. That doesn't make any sense. But okay.
I can't wear just the shirt.
I kept the shirt. I like the shirt. So yeah. I was like, all right, the suit's all yours now.
My suit still fits me. I wore it last year at a wedding. It still fits. I know that because I wore like different parts of it over the last year.
Yeah.
And I'll just make different things that I had to do. And I know it fits. The vest fits. The jacket fits. The pants still fit. I'm like, okay, cool.
That's what I want. I want a suit, but I ain't spending $300 on a suit. You, when are you going to wear it?
Listen, you know, it's getting to that point.
Yep.
Where in life you got to have, like, a part of your closet be for
special.
You know, certain things like funerals and
weddings.
And then you have a part of your closet that's for weddings.
Or,
but see, else. When I was younger, I didn't have a part of my closet that was for funerals.
Yeah.
It just got, you know, now it's getting to that point. And it's like, man, what is going on? What's, time's flying.
So when Pride Month comes, we have to wear those wigs.
Wait, what wigs?
The wigs I showed you, remember?
I think, yeah, maybe.
The curly.
Oh, yeah. We definitely do. Where can we get them?
I think you can get them on, what was it? What was I on? Can't remember what I was on. I was on something. I'll remember because it's not.
Yeah, because we support.
Yeah, we support. If you don't want us to support, that's not up to you. But anyway,
it's up to me.
We support it because we are human beings. We're nice people.
Yeah. Well, it's our opinions anyway. It doesn't reflect on.
It's not gonna bother any of you guys.
It doesn't reflect on WTBR. So
no, it's gonna make us look really pretty. I was thinking.
And besides, like, they're wigs. They're funny.
Yeah, they're just wigs. They're just fun. I want to get the one that just curls.
What do you mean, like?
Remember, like, the wig that I wore at
store? There's like the it's pink straight, one. But, yeah, it, then but goes, it then just curls in, like, right under the chin.
Yeah. Or get that, like, Karen cut.
Yeah, like some of the ladies in Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah.
Where, like, their hair just comes down and curls under their chin.
I just want to do it where it's just one.
And yeah, one side.
Yeah.
Oh, like the one in Edward Scissorhands where her hair does that, and it's cut at the top, like, halfway.
Yep.
And she's got wicked short hair on one side, and then it's long on the other, and it curls up under her chin.
Yeah.
And she, like, tried to take advantage of him. Dude, I was watching World's Deadliest Drivers.
Oh God!
And, you know,
in Pitchfield?
No. Actually, to be fair, according to statistics, the worst possible drivers are in Russia. According to statistics, the worst possible drivers are in Russia.
They haven't been to Ecuador.
But I'll be honest with you, like. Obviously, the world's worst drivers is, you know, people driving horribly and having accidents.
Yeah.
Nope. I don't see anything like anybody getting seriously hurt. But the narrator had me in tears laughing.
They're funny. They're funny when they
the
do that.
The narrator was like, I was dying. I think I sent you the video clip that I took of a part of that show.
I don't know.
If I didn't, I need to send it to you because he does. It reminds me of when we used to do sexy talk.
We should still do. Sexy
and it was talk. With it, and he was doing it with trucks and he has an accent. So it's and it was playing like the music in the background down when he was like, "You don't spill your load on the road," you know. Like, have you had a long day? Why don't you drop off your load real quick? And it was like trucks that were like flipping and like dropping the load in the back. And I was laughing so hard. I got to send you that clip.
Hit that pothole.
And it was all about, well, he's got his package covered, but he's still going to spill that load. And it was like this truck that flipped over. And it had like on the trailer. It had like a bunch of stuff under a tarp.
Yeah. Oh Jesus.
It still flipped.
That's funny.
And it just spilled everything everywhere.
That's great.
But that's what he was doing, and it was stuff like that. I was just cracking up. That's or like funny. A tow truck that dropped off. The tow truck that like. Had like a SUV on it or something, and the SUV fell off of it. And he's like, "And some of us drop our load too early." Like, we've all been there. Like, are you kidding me? This is great.
The community's like, "This is rated R. We can't have this on the show."
I'm just talking about trucks.
Trucks, relax.
And their payloads.
Yeah, exactly.
But it, you know. The way he was saying it with the music and everything, I was dead.
That's perfect. Like, yeah, that's what we did.
I was dead.
We did it with Careless Whisper, which was perfect.
Yeah, I know.
Sexy talk with Chuck and Billy.
And there was a part, too, where this truck was... And I'm guessing it's because this person's, like, mobility scooter died. You know, the batteries die sometimes. Sucks for people who are stuck and then they can't, you know. So I saw this truck was towing one. This lady on it, who was like 600 pounds.
Jesus.
And it was so funny for me. I don't know why. I was just laughing so hard to watch this truck just towing its mobility scooter. This lady just eating french fries on the back of it. I was like, oh.
That's something you'd see here.
She was really, really, really big. And the truck really was like a Dodge or something. It was rope towing her.
That's great.
And she had french fries. And she was just eating them.
Oh, man. She pulled up to a drive-thru with her.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, God, I couldn't.
Imagine if you had a speed bump.
I know. They were going really slow. And
oh,
I mean,
that's funny.
Sometimes, like, it's probably a good Samaritan thing to do, but honestly, what would you do in a situation like that? Like,
I don't know.
If you saw someone like that stranded on the side of the road, obviously, like, you got to call.
Ghostbusters.
Well, you gotta call like emergency services, but not as an emergency. But you gotta call like or a towing service, or you gotta call somebody.
Flatbed.
I don't take it upon yourself to hook up a rope.
I think these bungee cords will work.
Oh, man. It was great, though.
Imagine if he stopped quick. Bam!
Oh, just keep going. She would just keep going. hit the back end of the truck.
Hit the tailgate while she's got a fry in her mouth. Bam!
Oh, man. But that show is really great. If you get a chance to watch it, watch it. There was also
World's Dumbest Criminals. Those are pretty funny.
I know they are. There was a clip too where the cars were all cars were all stopped at a red light.
Yeah.
And there was a waste vehicle.
Oh God!
Up at the red light, and there was a bus next to it, and there was a car behind it. There was a car next to it. This video that was recording was a couple cars behind. All of a sudden. All of a sudden, the whole thing just exploded.
Ew.
It was everywhere. I was like, somebody's having a crappy day.
Oh, man.
It was bad, dude. And I don't know if it was what country it was in.
Down.
I know. The bus's windows were down. I know.
Oh,
but I don't know if it, what country it was. So I don't know if the driver was on the left or on the right. But the window was open. And I was like, oh, no. And the other car on the other side was white.
Oh, God.
It was everywhere.
It's like explosive diarrhea right there.
And the narrator was like, "There's a bad dad. It's a bad day.
It's a bad day."
I can't.
I wonder if our Martin people are gagging right now.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably.
Like when we go.
Some people just have that.
Like that dude.
The gag reflex. Yeah.
I love that guy.
Like I still like it. I still like the wife. The husband the husband makes her do it just simply by going
yeah, I know.
And she goes nuts, like.
But I like the wife for the other guy that gags all the time when he's with the other dude.
Yeah,
she can't stop laughing at him. It's so funny. He'll just sit there and she'll go smell it. He'll go
he does it violently.
Yeah, his is violent.
He's like, yeah, his is so violent. Like, his whole body is convulsing.
The dude next to him is dying. He's like, Jesus.
His face turns like purple when he does it.
Sometimes I think he's going to die.
Yeah. Like, I always wonder if like his throat is going to start bleeding from how hard he tries.
Funny, though. That's so funny when he puts stuff in it. It's like, dude,
oh, man.
And then he's laughing, trying to eat the stuff he's eating, and he's just like,
I know.
I've only seen him gag like twice the whole time I've ever watched those.
I'm sorry, but if I'm going to open something and it smells the way it smells,
I'm not putting that in my mouth. I'm not eating it.
Rancid herring? No thanks.
Oh my God, that was gross.
I can't even. Why? The things people put themselves through to entertain others.
I know. What was the one? The century egg?
Ugh. Ew.
He was like, why don't you just put some mayonnaise in it and stir it around? That's all he said, and he started gagging.
Some people don't like mayonnaise, though.
He was like, put some mayonnaise in it and stir it around. It'll taste like an egg salad. He's like, I was like, dude, relax. He just said mayonnaise. You freaked out.
They must have been best friends for years.
Oh, my God.
Like us.
Oh, that was so funny. And he said, he was like, all right. And he puts it in there, and he does it for himself. And he eats it, and he's like, oh.
Yeah.
And he's just eating it, and he's just like, he just ate the one bite. And he's like, your turn. He's like breathing all heavy, and his wife's laughing. She's dying. And he's like, okay. He's like, do you want the mayonnaise or not? And as soon as he said it, he's like, Jesus, dude, come on, man. You're not dying yet.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's so funny, though.
Oh, boy.
It's funny.
It's funny.
It's so funny. Well, anyways, here's the weather again. It's 48 degrees here in here. And it's 48% humidity.
My name is Chantel. My name is Chantel.
It's 48 degrees outside.
And it's the humidity, 48%, same as the degrees. It's kind of stupid.
Christopher Walken, everybody. Christopher Walken.
Thank you. Oh, man.
Never thought we'd have that guy on our show. Wink.
Oh, man.
Wink. Wink.
I wish I could do Arnold Schwarzenegger so bad, but I can't.
It's coming out. Get to the crapper. Get to the crapper.
What do we sound like when you were saying I had a bellyache?
I have a bellyache.
I don't know.
I go to the crapper.
You'd have to like study his voice
so,
a little
I've
bit
tried
just,
so
just
many
to
times,
get just to
I've
get
tried.
Just to get it, the words right, you know?
It's so hard. So hard. Like
it is. It's like you have to really practice.
Like I want to do Joe Pesci's. I can't do his either.
What are you doing, huh?
It's close.
It's close, but it's I tried.
You think I'm funny, huh?
I just can't do it. I sound like Donald Duck almost.
You think I'm funny? You think I'm funny?
What, do I amuse you?
Yeah, what, do I amuse you, huh?
You mean funny? Funny like what? Funny like a clown funny?
Why do you think I'm funny, huh?
Anyways. There was a one dude I was trying to do, and I can't remember who it was. And I just started laughing. I was like, I sound like an idiot. Sound like I'm holding my nose. I sounded so bad, and I was like, this is not working. I'm just going to stick with Christopher Walken, and that's it. You're not getting anything else. You're stupid.
Yeah, Chuck's the impressionist.
Try, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, and well, no, see, you're the impressionist. You're better than I am. Way better than I am at doing impressions. It just depends on which one. Because I can do a couple, but yeah. They're not like of many people.
I can't do impressions. I can only do... Christopher Walken's great. I love doing Chantel's voice, but...
She's hilarious. She yeah, but I mean, we can well. Do... Actually, we can do our our characters, but, you know...
Yeah, I mean...
They're a little controversial.
They, well, yeah, but it's just impressions, like you
That's
said
true.
Last time.
Yeah, very good. I saw you good time. Very good.
You come get hot dog.
You get hot dog.
99 cent.
Don't be offended. We're just joking. It's just an impression. Well, Christopher Walken's going to call him like, I didn't like how you were doing my voice. You kind of made me angry. And your stupid 48 degrees and 48 humidity, you need to change that. Stupid.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Holy, it's almost that time.
It is almost that time. It's almost noon o'clock.
Yeah, it's almost noon o'clock.
Which means it's almost lunchtime for some folks.
It's, I don't know what it is for me. Oh, let's go back
after,
to work.
After hearing this, I don't know if they're going to want to eat anything.
Probably gonna be like, yeah, they're going to be like,
I lost my appetite.
Yeah, you guys talked about that. Century-old egg salad.
Yeah. Fermented herring. Yeah, you don't want to have any of that for lunch.
It's super good. Put it together.
Well, instead, you could always think about Sam Elliott. What would Sam Elliott do?
I love that guy's voice. His voice is awesome.
It is. It's one of those, you know, iconic... voices that just won't ever go away. They use it in commercials and stuff.
Oh, I was trying to do... Now I remember the voice.
I don't think that man gets old.
No, he doesn't. I was trying to do Matthew McConaughey's voice.
Oh, yeah, that's right, you were.
I was like... I was trying... I can't remember. I can't do it, though. It's so horrible. Like, I can do the...
Now you're put on the spot,
so... All right. They get older, I stay the same age.
There you go. There you go. You got one phrase down.
I got it right, yeah.
You just got to watch a bunch of Matthew McConaughey movies.
I have. And that's sad, and I can't do it.
The best one, I think, to watch to learn is Ed TV.
Ed TV's funny. I watch
that's
that.
A good one to watch and learn his voice because he talks slower.
I go to Starbucks and get myself a refresher. And it's not that good.
Yep, it's not that good. All right.
Tastes like there's salt in it. I said sugar, but you gave me salt.
Salted caramel.
It's not that good. I want my money back.
Yeah, I think you almost got it. Like if that's you worked on it a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, I'll get there.
That's
like
all.
The Christopher Walken one, that took forever.
Like, I bet.
That took forever.
That's tough.
I mean,
there aren't many people that can do it.
It's not perfect, but it's better than what I was doing before. I was like, I'm Christopher Walken. And I was like, the heck?
Yeah, you got to train your vocal cords.
It's so hard,
to do voices. So it takes a lot of practice.
I'm here.
Hey, those people on Saturday Night Live, they make it look so easy, but it's not.
It's not, no. I can't remember that guy's voice that does a lot of voices. And I can't remember. He does John Malkovich's voice.
Yeah.
Like, John Malkovich is like, I don't even sound like that. Like, I know. You sound exactly like that.
there's the guy. Oh, man.
Oh, that was so funny when he did that. And he was
you
like,
look like the 4th of July. I like, there's the guy that goes on the video and he'll do all the celebrities.
Oh, that guy's great.
Like, with the celebrity standing there. And he does perfect. Like,
he does.
If you close your eyes and listen to them, you wouldn't be able to tell them apart.
He does Michael J. Fox perfect.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know, Doc. But I can't do it, though.
Mm.
You got to get that squeak in there, and I can't do it.
Yeah, it's like,
what do you mean, Doc? And it's just, I can't do it. There's no way.
He has a distinctive voice.
He does.
I give that man a lot of credit for where he's at.
Oh, yeah. It sucks it happened to him, though, because he was great.
I know. I watch Back to the Future sometimes, and like some of his older works, Teen Wolf, and, you know, he was in TV shows that we used to watch. And I'm thinking to myself, man, back then, he never knew. He didn't even know what was coming. It's like, and that's what makes it sad. It's like, it's like you see him in these iconic movies and shows. And at that point in his life, he had no idea that this was going to happen to him.
Sucks, man.
Just going along in life.
Yeah.
And then boom. Just
guess what? Stamp.
But he's the man. He's the man. Yep. His wife is a beautiful woman.
Yep.
Who has loved him through all of those
years. Stayed by his side.
Yeah. When he was an icon and a superstar. And then when all of this happened to him, still with him. Yep. You know, that is a superwoman.
That's a person that actually gives a crap about somebody.
Right.
Not just herself.
That's what love is.
Yeah, it's so cute.
And sound cute.
It's so cute.
Sound cute.
It's like, I'm going to go get a refresher at Starbucks. It's going to be like a maple walnut with like cheese in it.
Cheese.
Remember the cheese thing?
Yeah.
Just drizzle it on there. And the guy's gagging while he's doing it.
I know.
Then you're like,
make sure you put extra cheese.
Drizzle it around the rim.
Yeah, put it on the rim. Slap some salt in there.
Then he's like, here you go. I don't want it. Walk off.
That would be the meanest thing, but the funniest thing to do to somebody.
Just do it and then have them put it.
But I don't think they have like cheese. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think they have like melted cheese. Like if you could find a place that did,
like the spray cheese, the string cheese,
the string. Yeah.
The canned
cheese and
the stuff that's so salty it'll kill you in 20 minutes.
You probably shouldn't eat that if it comes in a can.
Dude, I remember I used to eat it all the time.
With chicken and a biscuit.
Oh, God, so good. Yeah, chicken and a biscuit, man.
With the cheese.
Those are the saltiest crackers ever.
Oh,
and the cheese, you'll die.
That's
a straight up clogging heart attack.
You can't eat more than two.
No,
because that'll be it for you.
These are so good. Oh, I got salt bumps all over my
tongue. Yeah, I got salt bumps.
As my daughter would call them, salt pimples.
What? It's relatable.
Yeah, I got salt pimples.
I got salt bumps all over.
Oh, look at my tongue.
It looks like a strawberry.
It's so bad. And they really hurt.
It stings.
I actually pop them.
Ew.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm like, boom, it works though, but now I'll have to deal with it. Like if I eat something, it's like,
You just drink water.
No, it doesn't work. They say to put toothpaste on it, and it pops them like that. I was like, that's cute. No.
Ew.
That's so adorable. Well, we got 1 minute, and we usually got to end in 1 minute. So,
Well, you know, this was our first 11 o'clock in the morning show. So, hi, nice to meet you. Hope you come back next week.
Yes, come back next week and enjoy it. And we'll probably talk about more gagging and farting, but
yeah,
that's what grown
sometimes,
men do.
Sometimes we talk about movies.
Yes, movies.
Games.
And Chantel. Chantel will be here. She's always
beaches
here.
Beaches and...
I'll see you guys next week. My name's Chantel.
Enjoy the weather out there. It's really garbage. But anyways.
Yeah. Well, you've been listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
Thank you very much, everyone. Have a good rest of your weekend and enjoy the rest of the day. Have fun.